Good evening, listener, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live once again. It's Thursday again. It's us again. And we're mostly live, or at least as far as I can tell. I'm Rudolf Hucker, and tonight we have...
A Harry Balzac just hanging out, having come in from the Hollow Garden.
A Wilma Fingerdoo just back from the gourmet kitchen, that is my quarters.
Ah, Commander Wotherspoon, fresh from digging in the archives.
A loose knockers, and I'm not allowed to be fresh, as it gets me into trouble.
I'm Normus Knockers, and I'm in, which is like out, but a little more in.
Sinbad the Bad pretends that he's not all bad.
What's the opposite of the lights are on, but there's no one at home?
Banter bus update. They've gone hunting for Tharg.
Hare today and goon tomorrow.
Hutton Carrier Recruitment Drive. Your orbital needs you.
Lou's going to bring you up to date with what's happening with chickens in Hutton space, apparently.
And Hutton Orbital Radio broadcasts to a new tune.
First tonight, an update from the 38 on the tales of Sinbad the Bad and his awfully bad behaviour over in Colonia. Yes, having been thoroughly rotten and stolen Dunker's Rest from WNL, that is Ed's 38, they've fiercely resisted giving it back. The 38, on getting home from the hot mess and finally finding an open window to sneak back into, despite it being their own house, discovered that their OT stores had been raided to make porridge instead of biscuits. Comfy cookie-eating chair had been sat upon by someone with no care for antique and very fragile furniture, and there was Sinbad the Bad's hippie blonde girlfriend lying in one of the beds. On waking, all she did was scream, "The bears! The bears! OMG! WTF! The bears!" before exiting, pursued by the imaginary beast. This has left the biscuitiers a little nonplussed, and after some stern negotiation, they weren't much wiser, as Sinbad the Bad has claimed most falsely that the system was in a terrible state and he imprisoned all the residents for their own safety. He has stated that he does have an 85% release rate for all incarcerated Dunkers, though there are suspicions that the capsules they're ejected in might actually be coffins and not speedy rescue devices. To cap it all, Sinbad's had his twirly moustache and beady eye on more systems in the area, and has expressed an interest in stealing the big man's stuff and started a bit of a hoo-ha with Mobius. The rotter has forced an election with another faction in WNL, then scarpered double-quick time to his second dastardly deed for the day. Of course, the 38 have a plan. We're not sure what it is, but it might involve camping on naughty Sinbad's doorstep, then leaving a wooden horse there and definitely vacating the area, not hiding inside it. We'll bring you more from WNL next week and find out whether they remembered to put a handle on the inside of the door in the horse's belly, some sandwiches to nosh on whilst they wait, and a convenient pot to pee in.
Speculation has once again been raised, much like a meerkat waking from a long sleep, about just why the night side of Fangdra's world in Shinrata Desra is totally dark. The Pilots Federation remain mute on the subject, as they have for several years, and even the founder of Fangdra's world, Commander Liqua, refuses to say. Could it be that it's a planet inhabited entirely by 85 million commuters, and that they've gone home and the last one switched off all the lights? Or are there really just a lot of astronomers worried about light pollution? Or are all of the streetlights made by Brewer Corporation? And did they repossess all the light bulbs when the owners failed to pay for the maintenance? Amongst the most ludicrous ideas that have been put forward is that over millions of years, the inhabitants of the planet have evolved into two different species. The happy carefree folk that spend all day in the sun on their electronic devices, the e-toy, and the second race, known as the Forlock, that live underground like wombles but without the compulsion to tidy up all the time, driven to pitch black subterranean caverns to grow food to serve their e-toy masters. Over mega annums, the Forlocks have grown paler and paler skin, larger and larger eyeballs, a bit like your average internet streamer. A so-called spokesperson for the Forlock said,
"We don't need lights down here, do we, my precious?"
The Big Blue Bubble Banter Bus, driven by Baz, has a new mission this week: to repeatedly knock on Tharg's door and then run away giggling before he catches them and gives them one of his swirly green light shows and shut down stairs. Yes, they've been finding Thargoid bases and making a big mess of them. They've been off to see Errol the Little Scavenger and have taken a few selfies with him. They've looked at the bulbous growths in Tharg's back garden and even gone scrumping for a few materials whilst they're there. Unfortunately, after many attempts to get Tharg to come to his door all angry, they realised, a little belatedly as Atrus worked this out weeks ago, that Tharg's not home. They've given up and instead decided to go and peer through the windows of a generation ship and scare the living bejeepers out of the residents, especially as they've all been without external human contact for hundreds of years.
There have been several outbreaks this week of a condition known as Silly Barnet, named after an ancient subdivision of Earth's London and the laughable hairstyles that they had. The outbreak started last week in Shaver Dock in La Rochelle, and by the end of the day had spread to Planet Bald in the System Bald, which incidentally is home of the descendants of winemaker López de Haro, for whom the orbital was named and for whom the grapes are still fondly squeezed on long summer evenings. This personal deforestation left the inhabitants feeling the chill of the night air, and they were grateful for a donation of cash, half of which they have promised to spend on a dog, presumably to put on their heads to keep them warm. Other systems affected so far include Mo de Dabi, Mohara, and Springer Escape. The Pate system has been left sparsely populated, and authorities are examining new reports with a fine-toothed comb.
Alvin has put out an all-pilots bulletin in preparation for Brewer Corporation's launch of their latest giant pile of mobile space stuff. Yes, the fleet carriers are completing final testing, and Alvin needs to place an order for a few of these beauties to perform some vital duties. He'd quite like to be able to hop on the Hutton taxi over to Hotcoal and inspect his domain, and maybe pee on something to make sure everyone knows it's his, and is appealing for commanders not only to supply the Hutton Hotcoal taxi, but to keep it well-fueled, stocked with vital supplies, and then guarded en route to Colonia. Of course, he's also quite enamoured with the idea for a new VIP parking space over at Hutton, for those poor pilots who've been flying their Anaconda out and are busting to use the facilities, or those that have forgotten their limpets. Other work orders have also included a Hutton Big Roundabout Engineer Routemaster, the Militrand Hollow High-Speed Hyperloop, and of course, a roving Hutton event bus for those occasions when we need a handy stop-off point when we're doing something really important. All applications should be addressed to Alvin Defer, Hutton Orbital, near Eden, Proxima Centauri, Alpha Centauri System, just near Sol, somewhere in the bubble. Please include a self-addressed envelope and suitable postage in the form of a bundle of credit bills.
What? Stop looking at me. I did my bit up there. Hey, BGS? Well, there was Hanky's report, but someone left that next to the chew toy, and Alvin ate it. Okay,
As far as I know, Tyr is between elections. The Riso is obviously an outbreak, but somehow managing to have a boom at the same time. And Eel Procol Centauri is in boom as usual. Hmm? I thought we agreed there's no point mentioning the bubble because there's nothing happening. There's 18 systems in boom and no negative states. No one cares about the public holiday in Alpha Centauri. It's not Alwyn's birthday, and that's the only one we're allowed to celebrate. And if I mention that it's Galactic Chicken Dance Day, then Alwyn might find out about the chicken dance at Hutton Orbital. There's still time for him to fly out there and start biting people, you know, so shh. No, you know I can't mention Ed's 38. Because it's all gone tits up, and we've matched with Mobius instead of New Sinbad. And the plan to short out that shitstorm is top secret. No, I can't tell people what to do because Mobius might be listening and then they'll be able to stop us doing it. Just let me hand over to Norma. Norma, happy Chicken Dance Day, my dear.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to announce that despite not actually noticing that the radio station was off the air and broadcasting an awful lot of silence on various channels over the last few months, we've found the problem and fixed it. Trawling through logs from the last little bit, we've found video footage of a number of Hutton speedrun commanders exiting supercruise more than a little close to the broadcast tower. These pilots deftly managed to miss the television aerial, the docking pad, the habitation section, and indeed the cubicle 3 recycling system. That would have made an awful mess. But they clipped one of the transmitters and totally took out the radio for the mug.com site. As the broadcast team there here have been concentrating so hard on their makeup for their TV appearances each Thursday, as well as practicing their reaction faces to various new articles, they didn't notice that the on-air light wasn't. On-air, that is. Swift action by our own Dick Chafing and his pet tech monkey spanned the bent transmitter back in line and brought Hutton Orbital back to the airwaves in double quick time. They've also found a dusty old series of photographs lying around and managed to stick them to the notice board so everyone knows who each of the presenters are. For those interested, you can still always visit Hutton Orbital's very own message board over at huttonorbital.com. And that's it from me this week.